house of the Lord. This is a great crowd. It was a tremendous crowd here last night for the Hour of Power. We had prayer meeting all together before we went off into praying all night long. And it was a tremendous crowd that was here last night. Great touch of God in the house as well. Amen. John chapter 4, verses 7 through 14. The word of the Lord said, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Somebody say water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Now this was different. He was asking her to give him something to drink. There are so many metaphors in what this scripture is revealing to me, until I just don't have the time. But are we not living in a generation that is just give me, take, take? Lord, I'm here today because I need. I'm here today because I want. I'm here today because I gotta have. I'm here today, and that is perfectly fine. But let's say perchance that he did all of that. Would we be back to say, Lord, I'm here to give you. Lord, I'm here to bless you. I'm here to give to you. I'm here to reach out to you. I'm here to see to it that you are praised today because you are worthy. I'm here today. And I'm going to tell you right now, you'll find out in just a few moments what type of lady this was. It was kind of sad that the Lord had to go to that to ask her to give him something to drink. But he did. It's kind of sad that the Lord had to come to me and ask me to give him something to drink. But he did. It's kind of sad. You see, folks, that's what he builds his church on. That no man, when they get where they're wanting to go, can ever look back and receive the glory for themselves, because they know where they came from. And so he asked her for something to drink. His disciples were going away into the city to buy meat. That's funny, if you'll think about it. Does it really take 12 people to get 13 people something to eat? He didn't want to embarrass her. He was going to talk to her, and he was going to talk plain, because he wanted to reach her and he wanted to help her. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. So make it known that Jesus was not talking about that water in that well. He was talking about living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Again, just a picture of how clueless the world is. Amen. I've heard Brother Carson preach it till he was blue in the face. You go to ball games and you just get up, you get hot dog mustard on everybody. You come to church and you want to sit there. When the pigskin's going across the line and they make a point, you want to lose your voice screaming and shouting. You want to paint your body. You want to look like a real Indian. And it's all because of a ball with a little air in it went across a certain line that was drawn on the ground. And we come to church and we can't celebrate. And the reason that the people cannot celebrate is not their fault. Because again, the pseudo-religion of this world is saying, there's no need for all of that. Let's just bring a crowd, talk about the love of God, and then go home. Hey, that's not the way it works. If we're going to get anything from God, he's got to be the most exciting thing that has ever happened to us. She's so confused. Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof even himself? Jacob drank from this well. God, are you greater than him? Well, I only created him. Only fought with him one night, all night. Changed his name, gave him a little limp in his walk. He drank thereof, and his children, they also, and his cattle, they drank from this well. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drink of this water shall thirst again. Drink this, and you'll be thirsty again tomorrow. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Let's look to the Lord in prayer as we endeavor to preach the real deal. The real deal. Lord, we look unto you right now from whence cometh our hope, our help. Look to you, Lord, right now from whence cometh our strength and our anointing, our mercy and our grace, our healing, our relationship with you. We look to you, Lord, because that's where it all flows from. And we ask, Master, that you would let a fountain burst forth this morning and that you would let every individual feel the wonderful water, the grace, the goodness, the mercy, the power of God, the touch of the Holy Ghost in the house of God today in the mighty, the wonderful, the powerful name of the Lord. Somebody shout amen. Lay your Bibles aside or whatever it may be in your hand and let's clap them for the glory of God. Somebody help me make some noise. Hallelujah. Can I help you out? Why don't you just put the devil's head right there between your palms? Praise God. We're going into a new year with apostolic revival and a mighty move of God. And we may as well get it started right now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's people here today with a guilt syndrome. There's people here today with a pride syndrome. There's people here today that feel maybe you're God's greatest gift to humanity. And you may be. Hallelujah. Who knows? I doubt we ever will. I'm just simply saying today that the anointing is here to break every yoke, to tear down every stronghold. For all of us to put it, as it were, in one good garbage bag and throw it away and move forward from the next day to the next, knowing that God is able to perform that which is absolutely impossible. That's right. He can touch our mind as well as he can touch our bodies. He can touch our spirits as well as he can touch our minds. He can totally wipe out everything that is against us. And he can stir up the gift of God within us and we can be better people than we've ever been before. That's what I want. How about you? Mighty God. Amen. We're preaching the real deal this morning. There is a reinventing of Christianity going on, and it is, let me just say this, I'm not going to say it's right, and I certainly am not going to say it's pure, but it's honest. There are religions that are trying to reinvent the Christian wheel to make it better. What's happening is, churches, it doesn't matter if it's Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, it doesn't matter. Churches are praying for revival. And then lo and behold, a little breeze blows in like the upper room. And someone shouts amen while the preacher's preaching. And everybody wants to get upset because that is not decent and in order. You see, it's a Sadducee Pharisaical situation that's going on in the religious world today. The Holy Ghost is doing His best to meet the need and answer prayer and to break into our assemblies. I've told you before, I'll tell you again. I remember a sign in Jacksonville, Florida. I would drive by it every day and it would say, "Be as quiet as you can. We're trying to have church." The church was a little close to the highway, you know, amen. And you're not going to believe this, and I confess, and I'm sorry, I'll never say it again. But every now and then, when we get out a little bit early, and we drive by some of these churches around, and the cars are out in the parking lot, and they're still having church, I'll just let down on my horn and say, "Everybody praise the Lord!" I'm sorry. Hello. But everybody ought to praise the Lord. And the Holy Ghost is trying to break in and break out so people can have the revival that they've been praying for. But people have it in their mind that it's going to happen their way or no other way. You see, they feel revival is a packed house. They feel revival is just simply more people. But that is not what revival is. Revival is reviving what the Lord poured out on the day of Pentecost. He said the last day is going to be greater than the former day. Amen. That's going to be folks everywhere speaking in tongues. That's going to be folks everywhere being baptized in Jesus' name. That's going to be folks everywhere desiring to live holy and righteous before the Lord. Do you believe that? But they're trying to reinvent the Christianity to make it better. It's what is being called a performing awakening. That's the title for it. Performing awakening. They want revival and they want growth so bad, however, without the cost. They don't want to talk about work. That's a four-letter word. They don't want to talk about digging in, digging it out, praying it through, worshiping about it, giving God glory and honor about it. Whole services being taken over by the Spirit of God and the preacher don't even get to preach. Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. Amen. But they want revival under the guise of what they call it, and they want growth so bad, yet without the cost, that they are dangerously in an all-out effort trying to reinvent a move of God. I'm sorry, but half the word of Pentecost is cost. We will never be able to fake it until we make it. This thing is not fake. This is real. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have stepped into the arena of the real deal. Amen. This is where the Holy Ghost is for real. This is where when we dance in the Spirit, it's for real. This is when we clap our hands, it's for real. This is when we run the aisles, it's for real. This is when we can't help it and we jump up from our seats and we raise our hands to worship God. It's for real. We face the world all day long. I don't want to go to church with the world. We face the world all week long. I don't want to sit around with the world. Hallelujah. Amen. The world is not churchy, and the church should not be worldly. Amen. There should be a complete distinction between the church and the world. Let them die out there, but let us live and become like lively stones. Come on, let the rocks cry out. Hallelujah. Amen. We're rocking this thing for the glory of God. We want the name of the Lord to be lifted. I'm sorry. I know it's Sunday morning and it may not be what you expected, but I've come today excited about the glory, about the anointing, about the Spirit, and about the power of God. Somebody let the Holy Ghost prevail. Amen. Get off your pity party and ask forgiveness and mercy and get up and reach out to somebody that you can help. Somebody you can reach. Somebody you can touch. Somebody you can change. It ain't over. I said it ain't over. We haven't sung the last song. We haven't praised Him the last service. Amen. We haven't given the last time. And we have not arrived in the church for the last time. Hallelujah. It's time to move on and to move out and to look at the past and learn from that. That's why the Bible says good things come out of bad things. Because all things work together for the good, for those that love the Lord. I can look at my past and say, hey, I'm not going there anymore. I don't know what the future holds, but it ain't going to be that. That broke my heart. That almost destroyed my mind. That addicted me. That afflicted me. That gave me so much pride. That gave me so much arrogance. That made me think too much of myself. I'm ready to move on. If you're ready to move on with the real deal, somebody shout, yes! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is not going to be revival in a fake religion. There's not going to be revival in pretend. Modern day Christianity is in an effort to turn the mode of Christianity into, just turn it and twist it completely around. Lord, I'm here. Now you bless me. Lord, you give to me. Lord, you honor me. And I may bless you with my presence. I'm not sure yet, but I might. Hallelujah. Amen. That spirit will not make it in this house. That spirit will starve to death in this house because that spirit will never, ever be fed. Amen. You won't be in Sunday school because we don't want you to quit church. You won't be on the platform because we don't want you to walk away from this house. Amen. You're going to be on the platform. You're going to teach Sunday school. You're going to be involved and you're going to be a part. You'll be elevated by the presence and the Spirit of God. Why? Because He's more important than we are. His anointing is more important than my ideas. His anointing is more important than my concept. He's more important than anything I can think of or imagine. Hallelujah. And I will give Him all of my praise. I will give Him all of my worship. And I will give Him all of me. Because this is the real deal. Amen. Hallelujah. The water at the well was real water. But it wasn't the Holy Ghost. Look at John 7 and verse number 38. Hallelujah. He that believeth on me. How? Like you want to? Like you decide to? People are out there getting tattoos on their shoulder and saying, that represents my angel, my guardian angel. Really? What chapter is that in? Hello? They've gone silly. It's gone crazy. It's going and if they have any kind of personality, be careful. They'll start a church. And be so far off the wall, it's pathetic. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you today, he that believeth on me, how? As the scripture hath said. Not how you feel about it when you woke up this morning. Not how you think about it when you go to bed tonight. But according to the Word of God. If you can believe on Him as the Scripture hath said. And if you can get excited about that. If you can be happy about that. If you can have joy about that. You better watch out because you are becoming the real deal. And if there's ever been a time in this world that our world needs a real deal, it needs it right now. Somebody help me praise Him right now. He's still in here and He's huge. He's huge. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow. What? Rivers of what? Living. What? Water. Lady, I'm not talking about you to you about this goofy well. I'm not talking about where Jacob and his family and his donkeys drank. I'm talking to you about the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. They can appoint people to dance all they want to. They can appoint people to gyrate all they want to. They can sing silly songs. They can move. Hallelujah. And they can pack it out with pleasure all they want to. Hallelujah. But what I'm bringing to you, lady, will give you something to drink and you will never thirst again. You want to be with this the rest of your life. You want this in your eternity. You want this in your spirit. You want this in your guts. It will not be a Sunday morning performance. It will not be a Sunday morning performance. It will not be just a Sunday morning performance, but it'll be Sunday night. It'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It'll be every day. Lady, I want to give you living water, rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Belly shall flow rivers of living water, the real deal. New religion says, let's dance around until the real appears. I had a landmark, was blessed to sing downtown. We had the main intersection blocked. They had to drive around us. We were up there singing and worshiping God. Immediately after that, I had a teenage girl walk up and ask me, are you the pastor? I said, yes, ma'am, I am. She said, I want to come to your church. Do you have a dance club? I said, lady, I don't know what you're talking about. She said, okay, never mind. God had nothing to do with it. The Spirit had nothing to do with it. But do you have a bunch of girls that get on the platform and do the same thing? And I'm dipping for Jesus. I'm twirling for the Holy Ghost. Hello? You laugh, but I'm telling you right now, their worship structure, that's all it is. That's all it is. And the pastor's idea is, let's do this until the real Holy Ghost comes. It's like that lady going to the well and with her lifestyle the way it was, and going to the well and dipping water every day. I'm going to dip this water out of this physical well every day until it just fills me with the Holy Ghost. We are not going to fake this thing until we make it through this thing. Amen. Hallelujah. The only way we're going to drink from the well is if we're filled with the well digger. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you right now, the Holy Ghost is the water. The Spirit of God is the water. The power of God is the water. He said, I'm going to fill you with a river. Am I right? This is the real deal. Hallelujah. Let's get the real deal. Amen. Let's get the real deal first and then dance. Amen. And if you do wind up on the platform, this one's going to be dancing different than that one, because this isn't organized and orchestrated. Hallelujah. You know what this did? It just fell. I said it just fell. It just came into the room like a rushing mighty wind. No one had to instruct them. No one had to teach them. No one had to show them. No one had to give them a book. It didn't have to be written down and orchestrated. It didn't have to be practiced on Saturday night for Sunday morning. Hallelujah. But when they came in on Sunday morning, they had their dance on. They had their leaping for joy. They had their aisle running. They had their dancing in the Spirit, because this is the real deal. I'm challenging somebody to worship with me right now and praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To glorify the name of the Lord. If you are apostolic, you need to get your praise on right now. Amen. Why do you? Because you said so, Pastor? Exactly. Because you're telling me to? Exactly. Why are you telling me to? Because I feel it in the Holy Ghost. Is that all right? Amen. And now you do it according to the will of God for you. You do it the way the Holy Ghost is moving on you. You do it the way you need to do it, for the Spirit of God to be praised, blessed, anointing. Holy, 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 holy. holy. New religion says dance around until the real deal appears. No, let's get the real deal and then let's dance around. Hallelujah. 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 My. Brother Drake, you other guys can sit down, but Brother Drake, you've been chosen. What would you do right now if Pastor was to walk up and give you a brand new four-wheel drive truck?
I'm pretty happy.
Did you hear what he said?
Be pretty happy.
Thank you. Do you want to know why he said, be pretty happy? Because he knew Pastor don't even have a new four-wheel drive truck. Or I would be pretty happy. But what would he have done if I swung those doors open and drove through with a brand new four-wheel drive and gave him the keys and said, go enjoy it while I'm preaching? I'm being pretty happy. Right? And that's not even his nature. That's why I chose him. Praise God. You know, there's just something about the fake. It doesn't work. You know, come and dance for us. Okay, Jesus. Okay, Jesus. Okay, Jesus. And it's just not there. Everybody's there being entertained. Everybody's there being worshiped. But when the real deal comes in the house and our young people begin to respond to that, hallelujah, even Brother Drake's running the aisle. Hallelujah. Everybody in here is worshiping the Lord and leaping for joy. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's not pseudo. It's not fake. It's not plastic. Amen. But it's real. It's this Holy Ghost I've got and it's real. I said it's real. It's real. I know it's real. It's the Holy Ghost and fire. And I know it's real. It's genuine. It's good. It's mighty. It's powerful. It's not fake. And we're not going to fake it till we make it. We're going to get the real deal and we're going to go from there. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to the place where the Lord calls losers. Welcome to the place where He calls those that are low, those that are outcast, those that think they're nothing and know they're nothing for a fact. But the Lord calls them any how and sets them up for His mark. Somebody shout, it's real. Hallelujah. And so I asked him, I said, if I gave you a new vehicle, how would you act? And the key word is act. What would you do if it was real? It's real. I'm telling you. It's a Pentecostal blessing. And I know what I've got is real. It's no pretending. The powers is really here. The anointing is really in this house. The river is truly flowing. And we can drink from it. And it's not a physical well. It's a river of living water. And we can be filled. I'm not in church just to flop around and pretend. Amen. My soul and my spirit is on fire with the real Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm not pretending. I'm contending for the faith. I'm not pretending I've got the faith. I am fighting for the faith. I've got the faith and now I want to fight for it. I want to contend for it. It's a new light. It's a new song. It's a new attitude. It's a new spirit. You can't stage it. You can't harness it. You can't hold it back. This thing is alive. I've really been born again. I've really been delivered. I've really been set free. I don't have to pretend. Amen. Again, I'm contending, not pretending. I'm born again and set free and liberated by the power of God. I don't have to act it out. He is already pouring it out. This is what I really feel. This is the joy. This is unspeakable. This is full of glory. It's not rehearsed. It's alive, and it's inside of us. And we ought to burst forth with praise and let the Lord know, I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. I needed it. I wanted it. I don't deserve it. But thanks be to God because of His grace and mercy. I've got it. It's the Holy Ghost and fire. And it's keeping me alive. It's real. It's real. It's not rehearsed. Somebody praise Him. Not for what you think you would feel. I'm not asking you, what would you do if God filled you with the Holy Ghost? Hey, He has filled you with the Holy Ghost. Now what are you going to do? Your four-wheel drive has arrived. Your $1 million has arrived. Your streets of gold have arrived. Your house, your mansion has arrived. Now what are we going to do? This is not a new car. I've been born again of the water and the Spirit. Somebody let your soul catch on fire. Dance because you can't help it. Run because you can't stop it. The Holy Ghost is real, and this is the real deal. If anybody feels a little praise, you ought to get it on right now. If anybody feels a little worship, you need to get your worship on right now. We got an aisle right there. We got an aisle right there. We got an aisle. We spent $1 million so you could worship God. We spent $1 million so you could praise God. What if God gave you a $1 million building? This is the hour of power. Hallelujah. This is not play acting. This is not pretending. This is not performing. When Jesus comes back, He's coming for the real deal. When He comes up to my well, He's going to ask me something. You know what it is? Give me something to drink. I poured it out on you on the day of Pentecost. And for over 2,000 years, I poured it out again and again. And now I'm asking you to give me something to drink. Cody, hit it. Somebody get it. And let's give Him something to drink right now. And if you need the Holy Ghost, somebody find Him. Somebody find Him. Somebody reach out with Him. If you need encouragement, somebody find Him. Somebody locate Him. Somebody reach out with Him. Oh, right now.
I can't stop.
No.
Praise His name, I just can't stop.
No.
Praise His name, I just can't stop. Praise His name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet, shout. We praise Him for the victory. This is the way that we fight. Praise Him for the victory. Can't stop praising His name. I just can't stop.
Oh, my, my, my.
Praising His name, Jesus. Can't stop praising His name. I just can't stop praising His name. I just can't stop praising His name.
Glory.
Lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet, shout. Praise Him for the victory. Weapons we use on our bombs and guns. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Praise Him for the victory. Yes, I'm
Holy Ghost.
Praise His name.
Oh! your daughters will be born.
Can't stop praising His name. I just can't.
Kingdom of God has come for such a time as this.
Can't stop praising His name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Every knee shall bow.
Every knee.
Every tongue confess.
Let's believe the Lord for the Holy Ghost. Let's believe God for the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost right here, right now in Jesus' name. Spirit of God right now in Jesus' name. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Praise Him for the victory. Weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Praise Him for the victory. Can't stop praising His name. I just can't stop praising His name. I just can't stop praising His name.
You see, when it's real, they'll be drawn to it. Praise God. When it's real, they'll be drawn to it. The anointing will bring them. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you will celebrate with me that two people this morning at our altars found the water filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in new tongues? Woo! Praise our God. Landmark, you're going to see the day when it'll be 50 at a time, 100 at a time. And it won't be just for that service, but they'll be back, and they'll be back again, and they'll be back again. Because this is the real deal. Amen. Amen. Shake hands. Be friendly. Hug somebody's neck. Greet one another. Let all of our guests know that they're not just welcome, but they've got to come back.